Good morning. How is the form this morning? Get back to education and prospects for young people. And a very interesting email that's been sent to me by a lady called Lisa as well. We'll have a look at all of that very shortly. Now, it was an issue that vexed many people when it came into force at the end of January. It now seems the 20-mile-per-hour zone in Belfast city centre could well have been a complete waste of time. The PSNI has confirmed that no one has been prosecuted since the scheme started on the 31st of January. They've also confirmed that no police resources have been used to try to detect speeding drivers. In other words, no speed cameras have been deployed by the PSNI in the 20 mile an hour zone. And the former Lord Mayor of Belfast, East Belfast Councillor Jim Rogers, says the scheme has been a complete waste of time, and he's on the line. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Jim, could I put it to you another way, that maybe it's an excellent scheme? People are driving much more carefully in Belfast city centre, like they do in another city that I'm backing forward to quite a bit, Newcastle upon Tyne. The 20 mile an hour speed limit works a treat. You don't get fined, but you're much more careful driving past all those pedestrians and vulnerable cyclists.
Well, you are making a very good point there, Frank, and I wouldn't disagree with you. I'm a stickler myself for keeping within the speed limit, even in that stretch of Belfast city centre where there's signs up for 20 mile an hour. And I encourage people to drive carefully, and we know the number of fatalities and the people seriously injured on our roads. Just unbelievable, the figures. But at the end of the day, this scheme, I don't know why it was ever introduced, because if you look at the streets involved, it's exceptionally difficult, particularly between the hours of 7 in the morning and 7 at night, to get above 20 miles per hour. And in saying that, there was consultation supposedly took place, and if you look back, you will find that the vast majority of people who responded, including Belfast City Council, opposed this. And again, we were told it would be reviewed. So I'm now asking, just 7 months into the scheme, are the Department of Infrastructure, formerly the Department of Regional Development, are they going to initiate a review, or is it going to be like the review we had into the bus lanes, which seemed to be a whitewash? If this was in the private sector, heads would roll, and that's the big problem with the public sector. No one ever seems to be held to account. I'm also calling on the chair of the Committee for Infrastructure at Stormont, William Humphrey, MLA, to convene a meeting as soon as possible and ask officials from the department to come along and explain why the scheme was introduced, why no one has been prosecuted. There's no cameras in most of the streets that the 20 mile an hour signs are on. You don't see the police with their handheld camera. You don't see any vehicles doing anything to try and catch people. So the need to explain, and I'm talking now about senior civil servants, why it was brought in the first place. Because if you look at other cities throughout the British Isles, there's a few of these schemes in operation. But in most city centres, they wouldn't even consider getting something like this up and running.
Now, you say that it's a waste of time, and you're asking why they implemented it. Maybe because it's making our roads safer. And are you calling on the PSNI to be there with the speed gun or the white van to be parked in Great Victoria Street to ensure that people are caught? Is that what you want to see?
No,
because maybe it's such an excellent deterrent that the police don't have to fine people. We're just being much more cautious now.
I'm not asking the police to do that, but I think the only reason the only reason they've got the signs up are to create the impression, yes, there are also cameras on this stretch of road, and there's not. I know there's cameras on Musgrave Street Police Station, which observes and looks at all areas of the city centre. A number of people have been apprehended through the police being able to send patrols to a certain part where they see a robbery or a mugging or some attack taking place. But again, I have looked right round the centre of Belfast where these signs are, and I certainly don't see any cameras that would pick up people for speeding. At for example.
But at the drop of a hat, the PSNI could send someone out with a radar gun and book a few people.
Oh, yes,
they could do that. But in the meantime, the presence of the sign is certainly making me drive at 19 miles an hour instead of 29 miles an hour along those relevant streets. So therefore, I'm thinking to myself, I've got to be really careful here. It's a 20 mile an hour zone. It's not a 30. I've got to drive more cautiously. That in itself is making me a better driver without any policeman or policewoman coming out of a police station.
I would accept that, Frank. But nevertheless, whenever the DRD, as they were known then, whenever these were introduced, now the Department of Infrastructure, whenever they were asked about cameras and about people being apprehended, they never responded. Now, that happened several months ago. So I think senior civil servants need to account why, in the first place, did they not listen to the views of motorists and the wider community, and they just decided to go ahead and proceed with the signage, just a bit like the bus lanes, because Belfast, I looked yesterday and I've never seen as many tour buses in Belfast in all my life. And there was a cruise ship also in there. That's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
But did the bus lanes not help those people?
No, they're not. You know the reason why? Because bus drivers are moving from a bus lane into an ordinary vehicle lane, which they have the right to do, and they do it to speed up their journey. And sadly, the motorists are the ones who suffer. And that's why you're seeing so much traffic congestion in the heart of Belfast city centre. And in fact, recently, we got a survey and it told us that Belfast is one of the most congested cities in the whole of the United Kingdom. That wasn't the case before these bus lanes were introduced.
Yes, but if people would buy into the bus lane phenomenon and leave their car at home and move by public transport, then we wouldn't be congested.
Well, not everybody has got a good service in regards to public transport from where they live in the Belfast city centre. And I know that TransLink are looking at this. They're doing their level best. But again, no proper consultation in regards to the bus lanes. The same thing applied to the 20 mile an hour limit. Despite what people say and put their views forward to us as public representatives, they're just ignored. And that is wrong, because the people who are taking these decisions, their salaries and wages are coming from your taxes and my taxes, as well as in many other cases, the rates that people have been asked to pay through Belfast City Council.
Would you like to see the signs taken down, the 20 mile an hour signs?
Well, I think we need an explanation from, I'm not just going to come straight out today and say, let's remove the signs. I think we need an explanation why they were put up. It wasn't clear at the beginning. People told them, as I've already said, that it's almost impossible during daylight hours to drive through Belfast city centre doing more than 20 miles per hour. The signs may well have to come down, but we also need to know why there was no cameras went up along with the signs. And I know the answer to that one. They had no money. And I don't want to see people being prosecuted. I hear it every day from people about getting a ticket for parking too long at the parking bays by the traffic attendants. And they think we can do something about it in Belfast City Council, and we can't. So all I'm saying is, yes, I fully support road safety. I was a long-serving member of Belfast City Council's Road Safety Committee up until it was wound up about 5 years ago. I advocate people keeping to the speed limit, but still, Frank, I think it's a big surprise and a shock to many people to hear that no one has actually been prosecuted for exceeding the 20 miles per hour speed limit.
Okay, and just one other thing. You keep saying 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. The 20 mile an hour speed limit's 24 hour.
Oh, no. I accept that fully. But the point that I was making, generally after 7 p.m., you find that there's less traffic in the area the signs are up in, so you can go faster than 20 miles per hour. You with me, Frank?
You can, but you shouldn't.
But you shouldn't. You must adhere naturally to the law. Whether you're in a.
But this is good, Jim. I can't see the. I can't see the badness in this. I can't see the negative. I know you haven't had an explanation as to exactly why they're doing it, and it's not being cameraed. But it is. I keep going back. It's a third time, so I'm not talking about it anymore. But it's such an excellent deterrent.
Well, I'll grant you that it is up to a point, and I firmly believe that the old Department of Regional Development had never any intentions of putting cameras up or asking. They may have well asked the police, knowing because of the difficulty with police resources that they weren't going to be standing with a camera in May Street or Great Victoria Street or wherever, catching people out. But again, suppose they thought, and it has worked, put a sign up and people will think, there must be cameras about here. I better keep within the limit. Now, I've had people on to me who have complained, who actually thought that they would get a ticket because they didn't see the signs and said they were too small. I don't accept that. There's maybe wasn't enough of them put up, but I think maybe they increased the number and they were worried that they had been caught, but they weren't.
Okay.
Nobody has been prosecuted.
Okay, Councillor Jim Rogers, thank you.